The Brugge artists were very enthusiastic about what they considered the unspoilt and natural. That enthusiasm is not only evident in their works, but also in how they decorated their studios, an idiosyncratic mix of pictures, painted curtains, and furniture they had carved or made themselves. They modelled their designs on the art of African regions or the Pacific Islands, and, in the broadest sense, appropriated these aesthetics as well. They took their inspiration from, for instance, the exhibits in Dresden's Ethnological Museum. Above all, Ernst Ludwig Kirchner could often be found there with his sketchbook and pencil. Through his drawings, he explored the essence of these works and their formal idioms, for him, so novel and unfamiliar. The Brugge artists regarded these artifacts as testifying to, in their terms, a natural, authentic art, the quintessential opposite of traditional European art, allegedly corrupted by civilization. Evidently, they did not ask how these objects entered the museum's collection. In fact, anthropological museums often obtained many of their exhibits through the brutal exploitation of colonial rule. The Brugge artists found another source of inspiration in what were called ethnological expositions. On average, such human zoos were presented twice a year in Dresden. On an open space in the zoological gardens, these popular and profitable expositions displayed people from Africa, Asia, Oceania, or North America in replica dwellings, sometimes even in entire villages. In front of the crowds, they had to act out rituals and customs, perform dances, or demonstrate craft techniques. Soon after Kirchner and Heckel saw the Samoa exposition in 1910, they were producing prints of Samoan people, but have left no record of what they otherwise thought of this spectacle. Undoubtedly, the human zoos confirmed the prejudices and clichés of colonialism. The stage shows asserted the otherness of these cultures, allegedly living close to nature, and further strengthened the idea of Europe's purported superiority.